How do you go from making millions, losing millions? How do you go from making millions of dollars, losing millions of dollars, and then having to pay millions of dollars back? If the love of money was a person, it would be Glenn Big Baby Davis and his associates. According to CNN, NBA champion Glenn Big Baby Davis is sentenced to 40 months in prison for his part in the plan to defraud league's healthcare plan out of millions of dollars. We're going to talk about greed, the love of money, and how one NBA star went from being a highlight on ESPN to becoming a lowlight in the penitentiary on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And it looks like former NBA champion Glenn Big Baby Davis has been sentenced to 40 months in prison for his part in the scheme to defraud the league's healthcare plan out of millions of dollars. According to federal court records from the Southern District of New York, he was actually one of 18 former NBA players who were indicted back in October 2021. It seems like there was a widespread scheme to defraud the healthcare plan by submitting nearly $4 million in false and fraudulent claims to be reimbursed for medical and dental services that had not actually been provided. Also, former NBA player Terrence Williams was also convicted in the case, and he was called the leader of the conspiracy. Yet, he pled guilty to aggravated identity theft and conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud back in 2022. And he actually ended up receiving a 10-year sentence and 3 years of supervised release in August of 2023. Williams was to forfeit $653,672 and to pay restitution in the amount of $2.5 million. And it also seems like Davis was caught in the same thing, as he was actually ordered to pay $80,000 in restitution. So the way the scheme worked is that they would submit claims for work that wasn't done. They would go into a dentist or doctor's office and I'm assuming convince them to bill the insurance for work that wasn't done, so they didn't have to come out of their pocket and the insurance would just pay them. So let's say they went in, got some work done for quote unquote $50,000, send that off to the healthcare insurance, get the check back for the reimbursement, and take the money. But you may be asking, how are they doing this by themselves? Well, they're not. We have an episode, What Does Morgan Stanley Money Laundering Investigation Mean to You? It's episode number 232. In that episode, I discussed the recent scrutiny faced by Morgan Stanley's wealth unit over anti-money laundering practices. I explore the concept of money laundering, the investigation implications, and how it pertains to Christian investors like you. So if you're interested in knowing how money laundering works, make sure that you listen to that episode, because that is what we're dealing with here. In a previous episode, Burger King is giving away free Whoppers, the psychology of coupons and finance in episode number 257, I also brought up a cognitive bias called anchoring, and we discussed how anchoring can affect the way that we make decisions. In this case, Glenn Big Baby Davis, who worked in the NBA, had a very high salary. He was used to a certain lifestyle, and he used that as an anchor after exiting the NBA. And I'm assuming it's very hard to make the adjustment to change your lifestyle when you're used to spending money at your own will. And in an attempt to get back to that status, he was willing to do any and everything, even lie. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And for some people, craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows." And that's the New Living Translation. But in his craving for money, Davis has wandered from the true faith and pierced himself with many sorrows. And that's what money will do to you. From the man who was making millions, traveling the world, having the time of his life, now he's going to have the orange jumpsuit of his life. He's going to have a lot of time to ponder over the mistakes that he made. They say you can be blinded by love, but it looks like you can also be blinded by money. Some of these transactions were just blatant and negligent. It is being reported that one former NBA player submitted a bill for $48,000 claiming he had IV sedation and root canals and crowns on 18 teeth on December 20th, 2018 at an office in Beverly Hills, California. But it is found out that on that date, travel records and even publicly available box scores show the man was actually playing professional basketball in Taiwan. I mean, how negligent can you get? At least have your stories lined up. I mean, at least be on vacation or at least have your alibi somewhat believable. Don't be on TV and have your stats published on what you did that day, right? That just doesn't make any sense. But now I'm not trying to tell anybody how to be a crook, but I mean, come on, we have to do better. You shouldn't have to spend 10 years of your life or even 3.5 behind bars because you want to make a few extra $1,000. I mean, what's $40,000? 1 or 2 years of work? Think about it. If he would have just got a normal job, let's say $50,000 a year, he would have made $150,000, maybe $175,000 over the course of 3.5 years. Now he's going to make zero money. I mean, unless he's pressing, I don't know, car license plates for pennies on the dollar for a nutty bar or a honey bun, right? The moral of the story is don't get caught up in fraud because it will come back to haunt you. I talked about this in my other episode, was that there's going to be a time where people don't care how you make your money legally or illegally. This is the biggest trap we can fall into. We don't want to follow in the footsteps of people like him. He's 38 years old and now he has a criminal record. And this is going to slow up his ability to make money in the future. Fast money doesn't last, okay? That's my message for you today. Fast money doesn't last. It says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Well, if you like this episode about money and former NBA players, check out our episode, Charles Barkley Shares the Secret to Staying Rich During and After NBA Careers with Shannon Sharp. It's episode number 248. In that episode, Charles Barkley shares insights on financial responsibility, drawn from his personal experience and lessons learned as a former NBA player. He discusses the common pitfalls that lead to financial ruin among athletes and emphasizes the importance of wise money management for long-term sustainability. Well, brothers and sisters, if you're not subscribed to the podcast and you got some value out of it, please subscribe, rate the show, and comment. It really helps spread the show and makes it easier for people to find and for you to engage in future episodes. Also, I know that I referenced a lot of podcasts, but like I said earlier, I think I'm going to do is going to post the links in the description. So go check those out and you can catch up on all the darndest thing this financial advisor has to say. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.